With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In South Texas, the body of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham has been found by search teams in the Trinity River north of Houston. The girl had been missing since last Thursday when she missed the school bus. A person of interest in the case, 42-year-old Don McDougall, is in custody. He lives in a camper on the same property as Audrey's family. Officials confirm they plan to file murder charges against McDougall. A Florida sheriff's deputy says he was just doing his job when he quickly helped a mom and her babies after a car crash.
A speeding motorcyclist sped past at over 100 miles an hour as Charlotte County Deputy Sergeant Dave Musgrove was traveling on a state highway on February 8th. Seconds later, the motorcyclist slammed into a car, their body landing in the car on top of small children in the back seat. Musgrove pulled a toddler from a booster seat.
I'm trying to help you.
He flagged a passerby to help him.
I need you to hold this little girl, please.
He then worked to free the baby, but the baby was not moving. Musgrove then performed chest compressions on the baby.
I just heard her breathe.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, Polish farmers have blocked border crossings with Ukraine as they intensify protest against European environmental policies.
Polish farmers will block motorways and express roads with tractors to wreak maximum traffic disruption. Border crossings with Ukraine are already being blockaded. At one, truckers are waiting for more than 2 weeks to clear customs. Farmers across Europe oppose planned EU restrictions on the use of fertilizers and pesticides. In Poland, they also want Brussels to reintroduce tariffs on Ukraine's agriculture imports that were lifted following Russia's invasion, causing cheap Ukrainian grain to flood the Polish market.
This is SRN News. An NCAA official quits over transgenderism.
William Bach does not believe that men should be allowed to compete against women. His employer does, and so Bach has resigned. The former member of the NCAA Committee on Infractions says letting men play against women threatens the existence of women's sports, adding, quote, the policies that the NCAA and other sports organizations have come up with, which supposedly favor inclusion, actually discriminate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian government says it will outlaw doxing, the malicious release online of personal or identifying information without the subject's permission. The announcement comes after pro-Hamas activists published personal details about hundreds of Jewish people living in Australia. The attorney general there says the proposed laws, which have yet to be drafted, would involve issuing takedown notices to social media platforms and imposing fines for the intimidation tactic. This is SRN News. A speedboat owned by former President George H.W. Bush goes up for auction.
The 38-foot boat called Fidelity 5 was auctioned for $435,000 during the George and Barbara Bush Foundation's 2024 presidential salute. Last week's event benefited the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum and the Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M University. The boat's owner remains anonymous, and it's unclear what will become of the vessel. It sports a presidential seal and has three engines with a combined 900 horsepower. It can go up to 75 miles per hour and was used in the waters off Kennebunkport, Maine, where the Bush family has a summer retreat. I'm Norman Hall.
Hunter Biden is asking a California judge to dismiss tax-related charges against him. Tuesday, Biden's lawyers filed motions asking for the charges to be dropped, saying that he was being selectively targeted for prosecution. More details at SRNnews.com.